the opposition of naturalism to our supernatural well-being. The fundamental nature of this opposition will be seen more clearly when we examine a point in which what I have been saying differs to some extent from the thesis of a writer whose name is a household word in Catholic circles. In his splendid work on the Jewish question, Mr. Belloc writes as follows, quote, "We are asked to believe that this political upheaval, the Bolshevik Revolution by which the Jews got control of Russia, was part of one highly organized plot, centuries old, the agents of which were millions of human beings, all pledged to the destruction of our society, and acting in complete discipline under a few leaders superhumanly wise. The thing is nonsense on the face of it. Men have no capacity for acting in this fashion. Moreover, the motive is completely lacking. Why merely destroy? And why, if your object is merely to destroy, manifest wide differences in your aims? The conception of a vast age-long plot culminating in the contemporary Russian affair will not hold water." End of quote. 4 points need to be touched upon. First of all, the opposition between the supernatural Messiah and the natural Messiah is in the very nature of things. The Jews, as a nation, have refused to accept the supernatural Messiah, God Himself, who came into His own world to restore our most real life, and they still look forward to another Messiah. Thus, inevitably, they are opposed to the true order of the world. As I have already said, the Jews do work with abnormal secrecy, and in the Masonic Society, they have a powerful secret auxiliary force working for naturalism. But I am here speaking of their opposition as a nation to the supernatural. It is absurd and confusing to speak of that opposition as a plot or a conspiracy, for not only is it clear to us, but the Jews proclaim it openly. We must always bear in mind that the world is one and that it is only through acceptance of our Lord Jesus Christ as the true Messiah that we can live our lives as the objective order of the world demands. Mr. Belloc seems to miss the force of the opposition between naturalism and the supernatural. That is one point. Opposition to the order God has established in the world leads inevitably to decay in belief in God among the Jews and to corruption in regard to the correct attitude towards their fellow human beings and in regard to the means to be employed to get other nations to accept the messianic message. It is morally inevitable that nations which resist God and oppose the supernatural order of the world should suffer decay in the process. The excesses of the Bolshevik Revolution thus find their explanation. We are, however, dealing with a moral law in the wide sense. God is merciful, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus loves the members of His own race with a special love. We cannot, as has been said, draw conclusions from such a law to all the individual members of the nation. The third point concerns the differences amongst the Jews. Of course, there are differences amongst them, and that more unavoidably than amongst other nations, because of their opposition to order. But that fact cannot hide the truth of their strongly organized national solidarity. Is not the sympathy of the Jewish-controlled press throughout the world with the Muscovite, that is, Judeo-Russian, Red Government of Spain, a proof of strong unity? The fourth point is that the Jews are not attacking Christian supernatural civilization merely for the sake of destroying it. They are demolishing what for them are the accretions due to pagan conceptions by which Catholicism has disfigured the messianic ideal. They want to prepare the way for the Messiah who, according to them, is still to come and who is to bring about peace and harmony amongst all the people of the world under their own rule. They demolish for the sake of reconstructing on another foundation. No wonder they persecuted St. Paul for his insistence on the fact that other foundation no man can lay but that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. The Orthodox Jews speak of the fatherhood of God, but they refuse to accept God's supreme manifestation of His paternity, His sending of His only begotten Son. They consider as blasphemous the true doctrine of the Blessed Trinity and of the supernatural life by which we can enter into the family circle of the Blessed Trinity and love the Father with the Son and the Holy Ghost. In their pride, they want to impose their will on God instead of humbly accepting his will. In their pride, they oppose physical descent from Abraham to the true doctrine of spiritual descent from him in unity of faith. Know ye therefore that they who are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. For you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And if you be Christ's, then are you the seed of Abraham, heirs according to the promise. In their pride, they refuse to see in the prophecies of Isaiah about the sufferings of the Messiah. They cannot believe that they could have been made such fools of themselves as they actually did and continue to do by attempting to apply the promises of God concerning the worldwide sway of the mystical body of Christ to their own nation. This terrible pride is the source of the obstinacy with which they refuse to accept the supernatural Messiah.